Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of November 3, 2023. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. My name is Dick Hayden, a volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, we're well into the planning mode for the holiday events. Below is information about fundraising and the Christmas dinner, and remember that we do not bowl next week. If you need a sub or want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sunday. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. You do not have to call this week, as we are not bowling next week. Lane assignments for week 6. Lane 35, team 2, strike team. Lane 36, team 3, gunslingers. Lane 37, team 8, rough riders. Lane 38, team 5, midnight riders. Lane 39, team 4, triple threat. Lane 40, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 41, Team 6, Silver Bullets. And Lane 42, Team 7, Hangmen. Substitutes for November 3. Lane 36, Team 3. Out, Sharon Benton. In, Van McLean Sr. Loretta Tony and Matt Bowers are on standby. Outlaw shirts. If anyone wants to order new Raleigh Outlaw shirts, here's the updated price list. Short sleeve t-shirts, $22. Long sleeve t-shirts, $25. Crew neck sweatshirts, $25. Pullover hoodies, $35. Hooded jackets, $60. I'd like to get an order together tonight so that we can get it back by Christmas, hopefully. So please see Ginger to make and pay for your order. Gutterthon and bake sale tonight, November 3. For those who are not familiar with how Gutterthon works, here's a summary. Based on your average for every gutter ball you throw and or open frame for those with higher averages, you can put a certain amount of change into the cup in your lane. And we'll have a chart on the lanes and at the end of the notes. If you don't want to keep up with it, a suggested donation of $5 into the cup is requested. Our fundraisers add money to our getaway account, which pays for tournament travel, including subsidizing van rentals for tournament trips, so everyone's help is needed. Holiday cash raffle. The Raleigh Outlaws will hold a cash raffle beginning tonight and drawing the winners at our Christmas dinner on December 16. First place, $200, second place, $100, and third place, $50. Tickets are 3 for $5 or $2 for one ticket. See Sharon tonight at the bake sale table to pick up tickets to sell. We'd like everyone to help sell as many as possible of these tickets. Christmas dinner. Our annual Christmas dinner will be held from 5 to 9 p.m. on December 16 at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 per person and may be purchased from Sharon tonight at the bake sale table. All meals are prepaid, no tickets at the door. Please purchase as soon as possible, as we're having it catered by Bullock's Restaurant this year and need to give an accurate account. Another way to win. Buffalo Lanes North holds a jackpot drawing for league bowlers each Friday afternoon live on Facebook. You can put in $1 at the desk each night that you bowl, and if your three-game total score matches the three numbers drawn on Friday afternoon, you win the jackpot. If no one wins by matching the score, the prize fund goes up the following week. Buffalo North is participating in a fundraiser for veterans. Bowlers to Veterans Link is the oldest bowling fundraiser for veterans. It was founded in 1942. The organization provides funds for recreation therapy for veterans and is the official charity of the Pro Bowlers Association. The goal is to raise $7,000 to support the organization, and all the leagues of Buffalo are challenged to help. The league which donates the most will win food and a bowling ball from Taylor's Mark Pro Shop. See the front desk to make your donation. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. The peanuts are $4 per bag. See Robert Parrish for information and to make your purchase. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind is also having a fundraiser, and they begin by asking the question, do you like chocolate? Do you like nuts? Do you like helping out nonprofits? Well, here is a way that you can do all of that. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, a nonprofit organization, is having its own fundraiser. When you buy delicious treats from rwcb.terrylynn, TerrylynnN.com, you will also make a generous donation to the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. So please check out rcb.terrylynn.com often. We thank you for your help. And if you want to call, you must call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 1-800-323-0775, and you must tell them that you are calling with the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. And this message comes from Lawrence Carter, president of the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, nccbinfo.org, if you want to look them up and perhaps drop an email, or you can make a call to 919-856-0034. Well, we have a couple of interesting articles for you here. The first one is a little long. The second one is not quite as long, but absolutely as important. So hang on and here we go. The first one, how can Wayaround, W-A-Y-A-R-O-U-N-D, one word, how can Wayaround make my life easier and more efficient? While Wayaround isn't the first company to create an audible label option for people with vision or reading limitations, our way of doing it simplifies the whole process. Instead of relying upon others to explain what something is beyond a basic naming label, our system allows all of the pertinent information needed to fully identify and use as an item to be added to each tag. This allows for independence on a larger scale, because users of this technology will only need to call upon someone else to assist when there are new things to label or the labels need to be updated with new information. When you tag something with Wayaround, it becomes permanently accessible. That means you'll never again have to find a sighted person and ask them, "What is this?" With easy-to-scan Way tags, users can move about their world and easily find and understand the items around them. Labels increase independence for all. Living a life that is as independent as possible is the goal for everyone, especially those who are blind or have some level of vision loss. Independence may be challenging when you can't see the things around you clearly, especially in a world filled with visual information and complicated instructions. Whether you have low vision or no vision, you should be able to get all the info you need without having to ask someone. There are lots of different assistive technologies available, but it can get confusing trying to determine which will work best for your particular situation. Plus, you shouldn't have to buy an expensive, bulky device that may become outdated. With Wayaround, the possibilities are endless. Our Way tags can be placed anywhere and on anything. What's more, they can store as much information as you need, so you don't have to settle for limited information. Adding Wayaround into your life is as easy as inputting the information, tagging, and scanning. If you can write a text message, you can use Wayaround. These tiny tags hold the key to independence, efficiency, and confidence. Having to ask for help matching an outfit will become a thing of the past. Knowing what foods are in your freezer just by grabbing something and scanning will make cooking and choosing ingredients or food a breeze. It's as simple as selecting an item, scanning it, and listening to the information, or to view large size text. This efficient labeling system will bring about freedom that many blind folks don't get to experience very often. Moving about your home or office space and easily identifying everything that surrounds you will make life easier. The sky is the limit. Many other labeling options for blind people have limitations to what they can be used for. Some are good for identifying only one type of thing, like products with barcodes, or work for people with only a certain type of sight loss. That is not the case for WayAround. Our technology has been specifically designed to ensure they can be applied to anything. Plus, it works for people with low vision, no vision, and deaf blindness. There are a variety of tags to choose from, which allows you to label everything from clothing to food to hobby and cleaning supplies. You'll find that our labels can withstand washers and dryers and extreme freezing temperatures found within a freezer, making this technology the best choice for your life. The types of way tags that we offer: on metal way clip plastic clip. Simply attach the tabs to paper, thin cardboard, or elastic or rubber bands. For metal items, the on metal way clip plastic clip is required. This tag can be used for non-metal items as well. Next, way clip plastic clip. Regular clips that can be used on non-metal items. Next, on metal way tag stickers. These square stickers can be directly applied to anything metal, glass, plastic, and more. The way tag stickers. These round stickers can be directly applied to an item or an index card attached to the object using paper clips or elastic bands. Next, way tag magnets. These labels have a magnetic backing to be applied directly to magnetic surfaces, like canned goods. Then there's way tag two-hole buttons. Attached to clothing and accessories by sewing them on. These can go through the washer and the dryer. And finally, way tag oval hole buttons. Perfect for attaching to clothing with a safety pin. These labels can go through the washer and dryer as well. You can use these with a silicone band for frozen foods. WayAround allows for unlimited scans and edits to the information stored on each tag. These labels can also help you organize the items around your home by making it easier to know what something is quickly. Categorizing things by item type, color, size, etc. is now easier than ever. There is no stopping when you add way tags to your everyday life. The days of forgetting what items are and relying on sighted assistance will be long gone. Just tag, scan, and go toward an independent future. No extra devices are necessary. Other labeling options for blind people require expensive, bulky devices. Users must carry a separate device to read their labels. Updating labels and the technology itself is a chore. WayAround is accessible from any Android or iOS device. You simply have to download the free app, input the information, and then you are free to go about your day. Most phones have a built-in NFC, that's a Near Field Communications reader. This is the technology that powers WayAround. If you don't have a phone with built-in NFC, near field communications, capabilities, pair it with our WayLink scanner. This accessory is light, small, and convenient to carry around. Simply scan your way tags with the WayLink scanner to read or write information. The WayLink sends the information to your phone or tablet so you don't have to scan directly with your device. The information stored in your WayAround account will always be accessible, easily accessible, and it's automatically backed up to the cloud when you're connected to Wi-Fi or cellular data. If you get a new phone or want to log in with more than one device, your information will be available and up to date. Essentially, the labels you create are your ticket to experiencing the world around you fully and independently. Want to get tips, tricks, and news from WayAround delivered directly to your inbox? Subscribe today to get the latest. We will never spam you, and you can unsubscribe at any time. You can subscribe by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Now, from accessibility.com, we have the following article. How your smartphone can help if you have hearing loss. Approximately 37.5 million U.S. adults have some trouble hearing. It is one of the more common disabilities in the United States, and accommodations for hearing loss or hearing-related disabilities are frequently requested in classrooms and workspaces. Hearing-related disabilities require significant lifestyle changes, especially in the context of cell phone usage. 85% of people now own a smartphone. Smartphones are ubiquitous tools nowadays, but did you know they can also be accessibility tools for people with hearing loss or hearing-related disabilities? It's true. Let's take a look at the features that make your smartphone an excellent accessibility tool for hearing-related disabilities. Closed captions. Closed captions may seem insignificant, but they are hugely important and often overlooked accessibility feature. They present the audio content as text for users who have hearing loss or other hearing-related disabilities. They have slowly become more mainstream, especially on sites like YouTube. Many smartphones now offer built-in closed captioning. The Google Pixel offers live captioning on its devices, facilitating the transcription of everything from videos to phone calls. With just a tap of a button, you get live captions with no other settings needed. At the time of writing, Apple lacks live captioning as a standard feature, but they are beta testing this option on newer models of the iPhone. For phones that don't come with a native captioning function, there are apps you can download, like Live Transcribe. This app offers the same benefits of built-in captioning, with helping improve accessibility. Simply download the app and set it up to get real-time transcripts wherever needed. Live captioning and transcribing means you won't have to worry if you're watching a video that doesn't include captions. Your phone can generate them for you. Likewise, receiving an unexpected phone call won't be so jarring. You can have it transcribed to know exactly what's being said on the other end. Then there's sound recognition. Both the iPhone and Google Pixel have built-in sound recognition, and it's also part of the aforementioned Live Transcribe app. Sound recognition allows your phone to listen for and alert you to important sounds such as a baby crying, a dog barking, a doorbell, a fire alarm, and more. The alerts can be set up as visual, flashing alerts that use the device's flashlight. You can also set them to vibrate. You shouldn't rely solely on these alerts for your safety, but they are a great tool for increasing independence. You can activate and configure sound recognition through your device's accessibility settings. And there's sound filtering. Using your headphones, your smartphone can also filter surrounding sounds to improve the listening experience when watching videos, listening to music, or making a phone call. You may have to download an app like the Sound Amplifier app for Android, or it may be built in, like when using compatible headsets on iOS devices. AirPods facilitate ambient noise reduction and conversation boost, which reduces the amount of ambient noise and amplifies voices. Though it requires using AirPods during a conversation, these features can help significantly if you have a hearing loss but do not use a hearing aid. These features can be adjusted using your device. Sound can have a significant impact as you go about your day. Your smartphone can be a very effective accessibility tool in mitigating distracting or detrimental sounds, and in doing so, be a very effective accessibility tool. Next up, using hearing aids with your phone. Most smartphones can connect to hearing aids using Bluetooth. This makes it possible to take calls and even listen to music and videos directly through hearing aids without the need for a separate headset. It depends on the brand of hearing aid, but most newer models include this function. Apple has Made for iPhone, and that parentheses on that is MFI, that's their program, and it encourages developers to design their products with Apple specifications in mind. As a result, MFI licensed devices are usually simple to connect to an iPhone and have additional settings that you can adjust to your specific needs. Even without this program, however, you can still use hearing aids with your smartphone. You just need to check the hearing aid compatibility, that's HAC, rating, to ensure your hearing aids can pair with your phone. If compatible, pair them using Bluetooth to enjoy the benefits. Pairing your hearing aid with your phone means you can use your phone without worrying about interference between two devices. It creates a more streamlined, accessible experience and lets you adjust volume, focus sound, and do more right from your phone. The conclusion: smartphones are excellent accessibility tools if you have a hearing loss or hearing-related disabilities. From compatibility with hearing aids to captioning, there are many ways they can improve the quality of your life. Explore how their accessibility options Explore how their accessibility options can help you. There's a link in your email copy of the newsletter, and if you click on it, it goes to accessibility.com, and it's about how your smartphone can help if you have hearing loss. This brings us to recipes that will bowl you over. And I'm getting hungry just looking, well, particularly the first one, because the second one's got green chilies in it, and that's not so much my favorite, but it might be yours. Let's go to the first one, because it's first. Low-sugar banana muffins. Ingredients: 2 ripe bananas, 1/3 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2/3 of a cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup quick or old-fashioned rolled oats, 1 3/4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 heaping teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Now, with those things on hand, in a large bowl, place bananas and sugar. Beat them with an electric mixer until somewhat liquefied. 2 ripe bananas, 1/3 cup granulated sugar. Add in the milk, oil, egg, and vanilla, and beat again until combined, about 1 minute. 1/2 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Add all of the dry ingredients to the wet ingredients at once. Then beat again, scraping down the sides if needed until it's fully incorporated. Figure on about 1 to 2 minutes. Then spray 9 to 12 cups in a muffin tin with cooking spray or line it with paper liners. Divide the batter evenly among the cups. Simply bake it at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 17 to 20 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Nothing like the old style way of doing it. That's how I learned it from my mother. Then remove the muffin pan from the oven, let them cool a little bit, but not too much, and enjoy. Here are a couple of notes that go with that. You can add a cup of fresh or frozen blueberries for banana blueberry oatmeal muffins. Now that would be a treat. You could add a cup of dried fruit like raisins or craisins, cranberries, or apricots. Yeah. Dust each muffin with an extra cinnamon or cinnamon sugar before baking. For chocolate chip banana muffins, top each banana with muffin with mini chocolate chips before you bake them, or fold a cup of mini chocolate chips or dark chocolate chips into the batter itself. For banana nut muffins, top each muffin with chopped nuts like pecans or walnuts. Or you can fold a cup of chopped walnuts into the batter. This will make 9 to 12 standard size muffins depending on the size of the bananas. Or you can make mini muffins. Oh, man, I think I want to get started right now. Now, this is for those of you who like green chilies. Myself excepted. This is a green chili potato casserole. Okay, you're going to need the following ingredients: 4 medium russet potatoes cut into 1/2-inch cubes. I should back up and say, mostly my green chili rejection is because I don't really like vegetables. Anyway, we got these four medium russet potatoes, and we cut them into one-half cubes, one-half inch cubes. Then we need 10.5 ounces can of cream of mushroom soup, one-quarter empty soup can, half and half, one-quarter cup mayo or sour cream, 2 tablespoons of melted butter, one-half teaspoon of garlic powder, one-half teaspoon of onion powder, one-half teaspoon of pepper, one-half teaspoon of oregano, and one-quarter teaspoon of salt. Then, a 4-ounce can of diced green chilies drained. Then, one-half cup chopped water chestnuts. One-half cup French fried onions. 2 cups shredded sharp cheddar cheese. And there'll be a topping. And what that'll be is combining 3/4 of a sleeve of buttery round crackers crushed and 2 tablespoons of melted butter. Okay, let's get busy making it happen. Put the potatoes in a pot and cover them with water. Bring it to a boil and boil for 8 minutes. Drain all the water off and then rinse with cold water to stop the cooking process. Whisk together the next 7 ingredients. Put the potatoes back in the pot that you cooked them in and stir in the whisked ingredients. Add the green chilies, water chestnuts, French fried onions, and 1 1/2 cups of the cheese. Combine well and pour all of that into a 9x9 baking dish. Bake it in a 370-degree Fahrenheit oven for 40 minutes. Remove and top with the remaining cheese and cracker mix. Return to the oven for 6 more minutes. All right, bowling schedule through November. There will be no bowling on November 10, Veterans Day. There will be bowling on November 17. And there will be no bowling on November 24, Thanksgiving weekend. And as promised above, here is the Raleigh Outlaws Gutterthon chart. There's 3 columns. One is if your average is. The second one is you pay, and that's an amount of money. And the third column is for, in other words, for what? So if your average is 0 to 50, you pay 10 cents for every gutter ball. 51 to 75, 15 cents for every gutter ball. 76 to 100, 20 cents for every gutter ball. 101 to 125, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 5 cents for every open frame. Now, this keeps going, but I think you might see a trend here. It kind of an encouragement to improve your bowling so that your score. Oh, no, that goes the other way. Yeah, higher your score, the more you get to pay. Isn't that interesting? All right, we left off at 101 to 125. So now we'll go to 126 to 150. That is 25 cents every gutter ball and 10 cents for every open frame. 151 to 175, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 15 cents for every open frame. 176 to 200, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 20 cents for every open frame. And over 200, and that's where we all want to be, isn't it? Let's get up there, the highest score possible. Over 200, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 25 cents for every open frame. I think that's a cheap price to pay. Why not? Go for it. Now, if you don't want to keep up with the change, bills are also accepted. $5 in the can is considered good. Members are encouraged to participate. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.